Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
So Mara is looking for a second date update with a guy named Phil. I haven't even seen the email, so I have no idea where this is going. Mara, will you just fill us in and tell us how you met Phil and how the first date went, or the first meeting went, I guess I should say.
Okay, well, I met him at a Christmas party. I just thought, like, immediately, oh, he's a really nice guy. Like, it was one of those situations where I wasn't looking to meet anybody, so that's the thing that made me think, you know, what everybody says might be true, you know, like, oh, you'll meet someone when you least expect it.
So you're just hanging out with your friends, and how did he strike up a conversation? Like, were you just sitting there drinking punch or something, and he was like, hey, I'm Phil?
Well, we were kind of just, I mean, it was a group of people, like, we were all talking, it was a party, and everybody kind of knew each other or knew somebody there, you know, like friends of friends or whatever, and he just walked up to me, and he held mistletoe over my head, and he kissed me, and then he walked away.
Wow, that's bold.
It is bold. Yeah.
But I thought, okay, well, maybe he's kissing a lot of girls at the party, and he's that guy.
Yeah.
But then I watched him, and I never saw him kiss anybody else. So after a while, and then after a few drinks, too, like, I walked up to him, and I asked him where his mistletoe was. He laughed, and we started talking, and we basically spent the whole party together. We kind of made out a few times, but like, we didn't leave together at all.
Okay.
He got my number and called me the next day, and like, we talked for 3 hours on the phone the next day, so I don't know. I just feel like, who does that anymore?
Yeah. Like, actually talks on the phone, right?
I know. So I thought, okay, there's definitely something there, right? And then he disappeared after that.
Man, that moved fast.
Did you ever go out on a date with him, or it was just this, you know, making out at the party and talking on the phone a whole bunch?
No, it was just this cool night and then talking on the phone for a while and getting to know each other and then nothing. So I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Really.
So was he at the party with anybody else, or it was just him and his?
No, he was there with a few friends. Like, his friends sort of know my friends. It was just kind of.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, I know him, but I don't really know. Like, I don't know enough people in between us to kind of be like, what's the deal? Like,
right.
We don't have a good person in common for me to find out, you know?
Okay. Well, look, I mean, we'll just call him up and see what he has to say. Typically with these things, it's usually, you know, a little alcohol. You seem like you're having a good time, and it's just kind of a one-time thing. But then you did say that you had a nice long phone conversation afterwards, so.
Which makes me wonder, what did you say
right.
that turned him off in that 3 hours?
Are there any bombshells we need to know about ahead of time?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I don't think so. Like, it was kind of basic stuff. Like, we were just joking around and, you know, like, how many brothers and sisters do you have? You know, that kind of, like, it was just all that stuff.
Okay.
So, it wasn't really, we didn't get into it too much. Like, we didn't, nothing controversial in the conversation.
So you weren't like, hey, by the way, I'm a white supremacist.
Yeah.
All right, talk to you next time. Bye.
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
All right. Well, then we'll go ahead and call the guy. We'll take a break. We'll put you on hold. Fritz will pick up and she'll get the phone number from you. And we'll call Phil after the break. Next, the second date update continues here at Q102. All right, so Mara was at a Christmas party where she met Phil. He was there with a bunch of friends, and she was there with some friends, and I guess they were just sort of standing around talking, and Phil walks up to her with a mistletoe and kisses her. She was cool with that. Obviously, he's got to be a decent-looking guy and a charming guy at that, because she said he was very cool. And what was interesting is she wasn't going there looking to hook up. She even made the point how there is something to be said for those who claim.
You always end up meeting that person that's right for you when you're not looking.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's when they'll show up, when you're not out there looking.
So fast forward to later in the party, she sees him and says, hey, where's that mistletoe? There's a connection. By the end of the night, they had made out on possibly more than one occasion, exchanged numbers, had a nice long phone conversation. What was it, like a day later, you said, Mara?
Yeah, the next day we talked on the phone.
Yeah, and you said it was 3 hours or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Fritchie, can you imagine having a 3.5 hour phone conversation?
No, but I will tell you, when I first started dating Scott or getting to know him, we would be on the phone for a while, which
really?
Was one of the reasons why I was like, he's the one.
Yeah, because I don't think, like, prior to Scott, I don't think you ever had a phone conversation that lasted more than 30 seconds.
Maybe a minute max.
Maybe a minute.
Seriously. Yeah. And that's like, why aren't you here yet? Oh, okay. Short.
Yeah, and Mara can't figure out what the issue is. Of course.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was pretty cool. It was just good. And so yeah. I'm just curious.
All
I
right.
don't know what happened.
Let's call Phil.
Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Yes.
There he is. Phil, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102 Radio. How you doing, man?
Hey, Jeff and Jen. I'm doing good.
We never know what we're going to get when somebody answers the phone. Either they don't know who we are, they'll hang up. You know, sometimes they're mad. They don't want to hear from us.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they say very mean things.
They do. A lot of those calls,
mm-hmm.
really, you never hear.
Right.
You only hear the good ones. But today, Phil, we are calling you for a second date update.
Jesus.
It started out so well. He was so happy to hear from us not 2 seconds ago. What happened?
Damn it. I guess I'm busted.
Well, busted. You didn't do anything wrong. We just wanted to know why you disappeared. She said you guys had this fun time at the Christmas party, and then you talked for an hour or 3 hours on the phone, and then what happened?
I don't want to go into too many details, but the long and short of it is I have a fiance. Sort of. I sort of have a fiance. I mean, we were engaged.
What?
We were engaged. I'm really not. I don't know what the hell we are now, but technically we're together.
Well, which is, are you together or are you not together?
All right, look, so she moved to Chicago for a job a year ago. And long distance sucks, you know that. And it wasn't going well, and, it, you know, nothing was kind of, you know, nothing was final. But anyway, she just was home for Thanksgiving, and we talked, and then she came home again for kind of a pre-holiday visit, and things kind of got worked out, and so I guess we're on the good now. But God, like, if any of her friends and family are listening right now, I did not cheat on her. I never have.
Yeah,
I talked to some girls. Yes, it's true, but I never cheated. So don't call her and start a bunch of and tell her about this.
My goodness.
I mean, I'll own up to it, obviously, but. Nothing happened.
Well, I just want to know what constitutes cheating, really.
By the way, Phil, Mara is on the phone with us.
What's cheating? Like, making out? Because you did that. Putting your hands up my dress? You did that, too. Letting a woman lick your
Whoa.
Yes, you did that as well.
Oh, my.
Like, I can't believe you have a fiance. You're an ass.
Whoa, you're a liar. Why are you saying all that shit? None of that happened. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I have a stain on my sweater to prove it.
Oh, damn.
Oh, come on.
Well, that sounds like more than making out.
What did she tell you guys?
She told us you guys just made out.
I said that we made out at a party and we talked
public.
The next day, and I thought you were great at the time, and so I wanted to know where you were and, like, why you didn't call me back. So I did the radio thing that people do to find stuff out because you ghosted, and then you have a fiance?
Eesh.
Like, who does that?
Can I just say something? I was never with her alone anywhere. We were in public.
That's not
kissing.
That is not true.
We were never
true.
Alone. So if you licked my
We
public,
went in the bathroom.
You've got a
you don't remember going into the bathroom? Because I remember it. Why do you think I even would have gone on the radio?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.